This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I think it's so important to recognize and embrace your limitations. Like, for example, I'm dumb.
Love you, Barbara.
I'm Brandy Posey, and how about you and I remake Face Off, and we'll just leave my face in a jar somewhere? That's the worst way to tell somebody you think they're pretty.
Oh my God. Great Valentine's card.
Thank Very you. Cute. I'm Tess Barker, and I still feel smug when kids have to go back to school and I don't.
Yeah, fuck you, kids.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Yay, we're in person. Oh my God.
Woohoo!
I just want to say before we have two announcements.
We do
have a live show coming up. We're doing our live shows first Sunday of every month at Permanent Roadhouse Records.
And the last one was so fun.
It was amazing.
Such a freaking
blast. So much
blast.
Fun. And yeah, so we're doing them first Sunday of every month. So get your tickets now. So our next one is on September 5th and 7 p.m. And it's an outside show. They do require vax cards, but the show is also outside. So we're taking all the precautions.
Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool space.
It's a really cool, awesome space. They've got like a cool liquor license. There's like also always like a taco truck nearby. And like if you love vinyl, they have everything under the sun to come
Such
check out.
Such a cool record store too. And a bar. They just have everything you want.
Yeah. It's and a rad little space. And us. Come on. Come out
and
say hi.
And the tequila last time. I drank so much of it and it was so good.
It was really good. I wish I hadn't eaten a pie afterwards.
Me too. But that was honestly the worst hangover of my life. But worth it. I would do it again.
So
honestly, I wouldn't do it again, but I would do it again.
No, I would do the, not the pie part, but the show we will do again on September 5th. So be there or be square. And if you are a patron, you get a discount code for coming
Yes, you get a discount code. And the pie eating contest is up on the Patreon now. So you can go check that out from last time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, me and Tessa's show, Toxic, we just put out our last episode. So go binge the whole show. If you've been waiting to binge it, all
binge
10 apps are available. Now, I know some people were waiting for that, so go check it out.
It's really awesome. I've listened to all the episodes that are out, at least, right now, and they're really great. You guys crushed it. For two people that seemed like they didn't do a lot of homework, you guys do a lot of homework.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, lots of homework.
Please see the homework that Babs and I did. We worked really hard on our homework.
They did so good on their homework. I give you both A's.
Thank you.
A+'s even.
Wow.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so check that out. And, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's bring on our guest.
Oh, yeah, baby. Woo! She's coming from Chicago. Just happens to be visiting out here, and it fucking rules. We're so happy to have her. Whitney Chitwood, everybody.
Daniel. The whole time.
Yes!
We have to leave.
Wow, that was so impressive.
That was probably the best entrance of any
thank
guest.
You, thank you. Thank you. Robin Williams raised me because my father was absent. Thank you. Thank you.
How many people did Robin Williams raise?
Mrs. Doubtfire and Hook, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You know, I really fucked with Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I did too, and I tried to rewatch it recently, and it's not.
I can't watch it.
I'm not saying it's bad, but it was like, I say, I like had one of two movies downloaded at some remote location where me and Adam were taking a vacation, and I was like, let's watch this one. And I was like, this was not fun.
It's a lot of like young white male empowerment, right? Isn't that kind of the whole point of it? Is like, I mean, you're rich, but honestly, you also have a personality. Yeah. So have a personality, right?
Yeah. It really made me horny as a child.
Yeah. It's a lot of horny poetry readings.
Yeah, yeah.
To this day, if anyone stands on a desk in front of you, you are just...
Between that and Newsies, I just, you know, they were very... Those teams had a deep rester.
I wanted to fuck all the Newsies. And I don't even... I mean, fucking, I don't fuck dudes. And I was like, Newsies? Yeah. Hell yeah. Carrying the banner, baby.
Exactly.
I do think, now, we have a theory, because Brandy hates musicals, but I do think she would like Newsies. So.
Oh, you would love Newsies. All of the hats, all of these jumps, it's a lot
the
of like...
These are not selling points, but I have told you I am open to watching it. We just need to make content out of it.
Yeah, we'll make content.
We'll do a viewing. Okay, I think that'd be a good Newsies viewing party.
One, like, I do think Newsies might be the one that could get Brandy. I do.
I mean, I don't think it's going to get her to like other musicals.
Oh,
but I think she would maybe like that one.
What's a good gate? Yeah, good Newsies gateway musical.
Maybe. I mean, I think Singing in the Rain is a classic.
I do like Singing in the Rain.
Okay. Yeah,
I do like that.
That's a good classic.
What about Little Shop of Horrors? Have you seen that?
Ooh. I've actually never seen it.
Okay, I think you might really like Little Shop of Horrors too, because like Steve Martin is in it.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's a classic comedy one. Bill Murray.
Yeah.
There's puppets.
Yeah. I like Rocky Horror. The movies versions of them don't bother me as much usually
as the live version.
It's just a live performance that has like there's just like a choral virginal quality to it that like really makes me feel like a youth pastor is behind me.
A lot of people don't feel comfortable when someone just starts singing. Like really that like
I love
what do you
it.
Mean?
Okay, we're gonna do a Newsies watch on Newsies. We'll do a Newsies watch on Patreon.
I mean, yeah. See, I've been thinking, okay, speaking of musicals, there's three things that I can go to really get me pumped up, and it's the Whitney Houston National Anthem.
Of course.
Downtown from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Seize the Day from Newsies. Play those three songs, you're going to be up on your feet.
Shadowboxing.
I go classic, I Got a Feeling, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, that's a great one too.
Pump up song.
That is a good one.
Wait, that's the Peach song,
right?
There
should be a Black Eyed Peas musical. That'd be so bad, but I kind of want to write it.
Can we write that? A jukebox Black Eyed Peas musical.
I mean, I think that's like in.
I mean, the opening is
happen.
I Got a Feeling.
Yes.
Intro plays, and then someone vaguely dressed like Fergie, but not Fergie, but kind of Fergie.
it's the getting ready song.
And goes,
and like, it starts out with just them, and then more and more people show up.
And it starts out as a monologue. It's just like someone going, I got a feeling. That tonight is gonna be a good night.
I need to see this.
I think we need to write it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone is wondering what we're following up,
be the change you want to see on the stage.
And I know it's not technically canon, but we're gonna include my hump, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Is that Fergie
solo song?
Oh, yeah. 11 o'clock number. That's when, like, after something kind of tragic has happened, my humps happens, and then everyone's like,
"My humps reprise."
Oh my god! Imagine if you opened a program in a fancy like opera house and it said, "My humps reprise."
This is the dream.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I mean, this is the follow-up to Toxic.
Yeah, I was gonna say, people are like, "What's next?"
Working on a jukebox musical about the Black Eyed Peas.
Wait, but okay, is it do you think I'm sorry to just insert myself.
Please.
Do you think it's about the Black Eyed Peas, or is it another story?
No, it's another story.
Mama Mia style. Okay. Mama Mia style.
You got to come up with some kind of like. It's a girl, she lives in a small town, she's dying to get out, and like I don't know if it's not prom, that feels too trite, but like maybe she's graduating high school, and like she's getting ready for the last party of the year.
Oh, okay. So
I can't hardly wait.
Yeah. And that's when everyone's like, I got a feeling. And they're all getting ready for their last party of the year.
So then you could also have like a bunch of boxes with like them getting ready in their different rooms or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know how it works.
Boom. Seth Green.
We got the first 12 minutes. I think we are good to do a reading. Should we?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and workshop this baby. Yeah.
If there's any financiers listening, financing potentially. Yes.
If there's any financiers listening, where have you been? Why totally. Aren't you financing all of the various ideas that we've had? Excuse Maybe they're me. Stealing them and bring them to
start giving this to you guys for free.
I know.
No, it was recorded. This is
contractually. Yeah, contractually we own this now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so that's so disappointing. I grew up in musical theater. Both of my parents had theaters when I was growing up in my
that's
town.
So cool.
Yeah, so I 1000% was growing up in musical theater. So I'm always interested to hear why people are awful and don't like it.
I'm perfectly fine being awful and not liking it. It's okay. I was in marching band, so I didn't do the musical stuff. I did. Our theater director in high school was a creep who was too involved in everyone's social lives.
For sure.
Yes, classic.
I hated it. Mm. All the theater kids wouldn't shut the fuck up
all
the time.
But you got to be one of them and they don't bother you.
No, it's just I don't know.
Do you think that that's different from other teens? Because I'm pretty sure that's just teens.
Mm. No, right. I mean, it really felt like they would burst into song in the lunchroom and just be too loud.
Oh, no.
In the corner.
Yes. Oh, right. that's stuff. Too much. That would make me hate.
Yeah. And just there was an insularness about it that I was like, we all have our things. Take it easy.
It felt too clicky.
It felt too clicky. And then I knew this teacher knew who was making out with who. And I was like, there's a weird, creepy, incestuousness over here.
On the inside, can I just tell you, doing theater is so fun and funny it's it's so dramatic. Everyone's hooking up with everyone. It's very Fleetwood Mac.
So many kisses.
Many kisses. There's fights in the dressing room. There's drama and tech. Yeah. It's very high stakes. And there's drama about who gets what part. And it's so fun.
I mean, where else do you get to sit next to someone, share a mirror, put on makeup while glaring at them because they held hands with someone you wanted to hold hands with?
Well, we do that before every podcast.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. I did notice when I came in that you were all stepping away from.
We're all setting in our mirrors.
It's very fun.
No, I mean, theater people are a lot. I definitely, when I went to college to study theater, I was can't do it. Not doing this on a professional level,
exactly,
which I am now, but at that point.
At that point.
Right. For a brief period,
you
said,
gotta get past it. Yeah, that little chunk.
Yeah. But I know. Same for me. Musicals are the only consistent thing in my childhood. It's weird to me that it's a fringe thing, because it's to me,
Tess was really trying to get a Mandy Patinkin reference onto the other podcast, and I was like, Tess, people don't, I'm sorry, people know who he is as Inigo Montoya, maybe.
Yeah, we know him as
perhaps,
Inigo Montoya. Yeah.
But just
his
name.
He always does this when he sings. This is
he's lifting
a visual,
up that beautiful falsetto.
He's holding a brandy snifter.
Things you say.
A Mandy snifter.
A Mandy snifter. Hey.
Sean only knew Mandy Patinkin from Homeland. And then I showed him, I think I introduced him to Mandy with Send in the Clowns.
See, I knew him because he was in Mr. Show made a movie, and I went to Sundance and saw it, and Mandy was in it singing naked. I didn't even know who he was at that point.
Oh, my God.
We all have different... he's singing a song. He's playing... They have a reality show where this guy gets arrested all the time. David Cross is in it. And then they make a Broadway musical based on that, and Mandy Patinkin plays him.
Naked Patinkin?
And he's naked on stage singing the song. I mean, you don't see any dog. Sorry, no Mandy dog.
Oh, but, yeah. No, Randy Mandy.
Randy Mandy. So everyone has a different entrance point.
He also collects Patinkin. Trains. Did you ever see that?
He's so weird.
He's got this
delightful
basement.
His presence is great.
That's a good, he's got good grandpa vibes.
Grandpa vibes and just those pipes. And
vibes and pipes.
Vibes and pipes. And what a beard.
Yeah.
He's, just a class act all the way. He's the male Bernadette Peters, which we.
From The Jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man, The Jerk.
That's
The Jerk. I need to see that again.
Yeah.
I wonder if it holds up.
It does. I watched it recently.
Okay.
It's so absurdist that it's it holds up pretty well.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those hard joke movies tend to hold up well. I mean, if they don't have obviously they usually have some problematic shit in them. But the jokes usually this is actually still funny.
Well, and he is such the butt of the joke that it really is this idiot in the world. So it really, it doesn't punch in any real other directions other than just him being an idiot.
Right.
Which is nice. Yeah.
I watched it was on just on TV as I was hanging out with my mother when we were flipping between murder shows. Tommy Boy.
Oh yeah, so good.
So and there is so like good. Riddled with references.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so young when I saw it the first time. It's like a heavily reference based comedy in Tommy Boy.
Lisa Chanoux blew my mind with this. Tommy Boy is Hamlet.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. Did you ever know that you were watching Hamlet when you were watching Tommy Boy?
Wow.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how the women that comprise Shakespeare would think of that performance.
I think it was Shakespearean.
Yeah.
I love, those were like my favorite just dumb ass broad comedies. Like I watched Talladega Nights the other weekend. I'm yes, this is so good.
I got to throw this out there because we're getting close to Halloween. If you guys did not watch Hubie Halloween last year, the Adam Sandler
really
movie.
Good.
And this is somebody that Adam Sandler broke my heart for like a decade.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Hubie Halloween is the stupidest, funniest thing that I've ever seen. I could not stop laughing at it. I've watched it like three times.
I'm so jealous. That's all I want to make. And it's just like,
he made it because he also said in an interview if he didn't get an Oscar for...
For Uncut Gems.
Yeah, then he was going to follow it up with the stupidest thing that he had ever made.
Amazing.
I love a spite comedy.
That is amazing.
And it's Hubie Halloween, and it is a pure movie of joy. It is so stupid. It was like, oh yeah, this is... Every pretentious thing about comedy goes out the window. It's just like so funny and dumb.
I think his misstep, though, is that he would have been hilarious if he had won the Oscar for them to be like, Academy Award winner Adam Sandler is Hubie Halloween.
I feel like he'll win an Oscar by
the
end of...
I mean, I don't know. The Academy really hates comedians.
So he's got
about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's got TikTok out of Sandler.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. They usually don't give them.
Did Jim Carrey go in or no?
No, he never been nominated.
Never been nominated?
No.
I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. Truman Show. I feel like
Me
that
too.
Would have
been.
Truman Show, Eternal Sunshine, Man on the Moon, not a single nominee.
Oh, yeah. Man on the Moon was for sure a grab, too.
Yeah. Didn't get
Big
nominated.
Time.
He also won the Golden Globes for Eternal Sunshine and Truman Show for Best Actor. It usually means at least nomination. Got completely snubbed.
Okay, well then maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. They're
well,
weird.
Well, it's too bad because they really matter. All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
These matter. Words,
these millionaires don't have one more shiny thing in their shelves.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna invent a new Oscars, kind of like Raya. It's like an Oscars, but only for cool people, and we actually give awards to like the thing that's actually good.
I would genuinely love a comedy award show that like actually like respected the art
and
really paid attention to it.
Do I need to feel bad about that?
No. Okay, I got it, guys. I got it. I think I got it. Okay, it's an award show.
Okay,
without the awards. So everyone dresses up. There's still a red carpet. That's the part we all like.
Yeah.
And then instead of having categories, you just have people that are invited to come talk for 3 to 4 minutes apiece.
That's a comedy show.
It's a comedy show in dresses.
Yes!
I do, but if they have
comedy show in dresses.
Okay, no. But the point of the speech has to be that they talking about someone else that they think is awesome, another comic they think is great.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's a toast.
So, yeah, it's a
toast
night. Yeah.
A fancy toast night.
I would like that.
Well, I did want to do a comedy Met Ball, because I feel like it would be really fun to like get throw out a theme and see
what you come up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what sort of commitments?
Every year when the Met
just came thinking about that.
Well, I did, because I love the Met Gala so much, and I never see it coming. You know, I'm always like, it's the Met Gala today!
It feels like it happens like 5 times a year, and then it doesn't happen for 6 years.
Totally.
Yeah, it is a little like Brigadoon.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know.
Yeah, there's like a weird porthole where sometimes it opens up.
Yes. And I just love that the lady from Devil Wears Prada is behind it. Like, I love everything about it.
I mean, I think, theme, running the light first. Mm-hmm. So that could be like whatever you...
Someone's going to be on fire.
Mm-hmm. Someone's on fire. Someone's like lit up, or someone's like always running late.
Yeah, you know? I would be the stripper in Gypsy who has the light up. Is that Tessie Tura? No, Electra.
I don't. You guys saw Cruella, but Cruella had incredible costumes.
Oh, I bet.
Like,
I heard they were great.
They were really cool, and so I'm just thinking some inspired.
And if you haven't seen Cruella, just read the Wikipedia page, which is what I did. And I got probably as much enjoyment out of that, wow, reading the plot funny. Of it, as watching it's the movie.
Funny. That sounds like a good read.
The plot's really crazy.
It's a page wow. shorter.
I would also recommend the Wikipedia page for the Human Centipede series.
Mm. Also, oh. Just yeah. the thought, like that whole
that
whatever
genre.
Like, I guess, yeah, the like series of that. Ugh. Just the thought, I will be haunted now. And I don't hold a grudge against you because you didn't know this, but I will have nightmares.
Oh, fully no, I'm sorry.
No. Definitely not upset. It'll be a fun adventure.
To be fair, you would have had nightmares just from being on this podcast anyway.
That's true.
It was
going to
happen.
That's true. And at least I know where it's going to come from now. Mm-hmm. I can prepare.
What if we made Human Centipede into a musical?
Oh, okay.
Then
that
most
exist.
Of the people couldn't yeah. sing.
That's
and it would
true.
Be,
it would only be one person at a time.
It'd be very yeah. muffled singing.
Oh, God.
I just get like this thickness in my stomach. I don't know how to describe it.
No, fair. Ooh. Fair. Believe me, I know.
Yeah. Speaking of nightmares, I had a dream. This was kind of cool. I had a dream last night that I did drugs.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever done that? Drugs in your dreams?
Well, what did you do?
Molly.
No, I mean, I'm sure I have. I don't remember.
It was awesome.
Huh.
I did Molly. I was dreaming and then I started Molly dreaming.
Did it seem like you were on Molly?
Yeah.
Once you were on it? Weird.
Yeah.
I did cool. have a really intense dream once where it was like the most, it was so weird. It like I was on a rope. I'm not going to describe the dream because who cares?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just felt like a wave of like pleasure, and it wasn't like an orgasm or something. It was just like my whole body
right.
like, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Whoa.
It was really creepy.
It's super cool. cliche, but I have teeth dreams all the time.
You do?
All the time. Teeth are gone.
Falling.
More teeth in my mouth than I have room for. Wow. Just
no,
constantly.
Wow.
It's like shark situation where it's just like rows just all emptying themselves out.
You know, wait, what's his name? Paul Dano collects teeth. Did you know that?
A little inside joke for the listener over here, everybody.
We gotta get a t-shirt made that says that.
Yeah, we do. It makes so I will say the real Greg Kinnear on Twitter, who originally said that, which is where I got that from, did tweet the other day.
Oh.
And it's been a while, so let me just look at what he said here.
I'm excited for the follow-up real Greg Kinnear tweet.
And it is follows not, one person.
And is he constant not. Yeah, is he constantly is he on the Paul Dano watch?
No, there's not a lot of Paul Dano tweets. He did tweet one day ago, what's going on? Oh my God. And then his last tweet before that, I'm not kidding you, our dreams are weird.
Whoa.
I just got the chills.
What are
Greg
these
is here listening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then he said something else that I want to talk about, which is weird. He said, a lot of people are afraid of spiders. I'm not. I think they are amazing. He only tweets like once a year.
And he drops a truth bomb.
Wow.
I love it.
So I just love that like this whole Paul Dano odyssey has really been about Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that and just how life goes?
That is such a Greg Kinnear thing to happen to.
I know.
But I will say in the spider verse of this conversation, I saw a tarantula and
no, they're crazy to
they're
see
insane.
Life, right?
Yeah.
Like out in the wild or
yeah, I
you
was
were...
in southern Utah and you know, their hood. And,
they love it there. They're Mormon. There's so
yeah,
Mormon.
They have so many of them. And yeah, I was just like going I was getting something out of the car and I looked up and Adam was like pointing downwards and I was like, what is he fucking doing? And yeah. then it was just, yeah, giant ass tarantula on the sidewalk. They're so crazy. They actually, yeah. like, because spiders freak me out a little bit, but they freak me out less than little ones because they move slow and mm-hmm. they're just kind of, like, hanging out, you
yeah.
know?
It's like a regal ancient being.
Yeah.
That you're like, I am in the presence of not quite a dinosaur, but almost a dinosaur.
Totally. It's yeah. like so much spider that it ceases to be a spider.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that robot from Wild Wild West.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, any podcast I go on, I always mention Wild Wild West.
Oh, my God.
No, I know.
Wicca, wicca, wow, wow. You got to.
Fully had that memorized. I remember sitting in the swing set at my grandparents' backyard and memorizing Wild Wild West by Will Smith.
I mean, great lyrics. So. Any damsel that's in distress will be out of dat dress when she
meets Jim West.
Wow.
Great lyric writing.
I did yeah. not know that I was in the company of so many people who knew Wild Wild West so well. I mean, I liked it.
Just a classic. And then there's that performance of it at the MTV
yes.
Music Awards where
they left Stevie Wonder
on stage.
Man, somebody just really fucked that up.
He's just sitting there afterwards.
Hello. Hello. Somebody come get me.
All right, we have to take a... We're going to go watch this. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Whitney.
Hello.
All right. Excellent. Let's play a game.
I like that little Russian.
Oh, hello. Yeah. It's just because I want to be with Jodie Comer from Killing Eve.
Oh, ooh. I need to watch that. I still haven't watched it. Mm. It's amazing.
So good. So good. There's not enough kissing,
there's
but
so
it's
much
very good.
TV.
It's there is a lot. There is the most TV that I think
how are we
ever
doing
been
it? Because I
so
love
much
TV and I never watch as much of it as I want.
It's impossible to catch up on it all because I was just looking at Netflix and I was like, there are full-on series that are five seasons yes, and yeah, I don't have never heard of.
I know.
I tried to start Ozark and was like, I...
Okay, it's good, I think
it's skippable. Because it's like... It's like the least good of those kinds of shows.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It like, you won't be mad if you watch it, but...
But it's also like, eh.
Yeah.
I'm also very into the genre of hot, stupid people on shows, like either with like a bunch of makeup, pretending like they're not hot, like with the tiger faces. Have you seen that show? I forget. Tiger like
faces. Oh, Sexy Beast?
Sexy Beast.
That's a good
or
show.
Or like the stupid hot people on Too Hot to Handle.
Yes.
I love stupid hot people.
Do you
right
fuck
now
with The Bachelor?
I don't fuck with The Bachelor.
The Bachelor is
a
grade
lady, right,
A stupid
soon
hot people. I'm
like The Bachelorette, already... isn't there like...
Ooh, that's nice.
I wouldn't be
that's like a whole thing.
I wouldn't be surprised because we just had our first slutty Bachelorette.
Ooh.
And she really, nice. Finally, they're representing.
Finally.
Yeah, people.
Finally.
I mean, we all know she's not the first one, but this one, like ABC or the producers were clearly trying to like market her as like a slutty Bachelorette. Like they were really leaning hard on it. And it was like every date was about dick.
Dope for her.
I'm really excited for them to expand because, yeah, it's time. It's like, we need, you know, we need more queer reality dating shows. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We need, like, we need a fucking Fat Bachelor. Just call it Fat Bachelor. I'll watch
the Bachelor.
It.
We
watch
would watch
Bachelor
this. I watched The Bachelor.
I've seen both Alison Stevenson and, I can't remember who else, but I've seen a few comics post about, like, why is there not a Fat Bachelorette and why am I not hosting it?
Yeah.
There's so many fucking funny comics ready to host
the viewers
shows
are just waiting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would it's an untapped viewership. Yeah,
I would just
is
watch regular person Bachelor where you're just finding dads from the Midwest. Whatever the fuck.
Oh, and they have to go on dates in like, I don't know, in like Clinton, Missouri.
Yeah.
Like,
but I will say, hotness is not the only thing that gets you on The Bachelor. You also have to have a deep level of you have to be deeply disturbed.
Yeah. No.
Sure.
It's there's
you have
a
to
certain
be, you have to be a threat at a pool party.
Exactly.
Like there needs to be
Yeah.
Those casting people know how to pick a contestant like someone sniffing out truffles.
No, yeah, you take selfies at funerals. That's what they want. That's who they're after.
Selfies at funerals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, they go to funerals and they just sniff around. They're just like...
Yeah, well, I can tell. Who's crying the loudest and knew the person the least?
Yes.
You are going to be a great bachelorette.
Yes.
Okay, let's play our game.
Okay.
Whitney, we're going to play That's So Random.
Great.
With you.
Love it.
Abe Lincoln's my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Right?
Oh my God.
I didn't make it up.
Oh my God. I can't. It's just like, that's so random.
So random.
So freaking random.
It really honestly is.
So freaking random.
That's so random. Telling you right now, it's so random.
I can't even.
That's a random.
My God.
Random.
So there's no right or wrong answers here, so no pressure, okay?
All right.
Yes.
Okay. What weird food combinations do you really enjoy?
Ooh, I will fuck with, I'll fuck with some peanut butter in a date. And then put like a really, really dark ass chocolate right in the middle of it.
Mm. Oh man.
And that's kind of a unique snack, I guess.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a lot of good flavors.
Weird combinations. That's a solid question. Thank you for the question.
I really appreciate dates like where
me
they've
too
come. You know?
I know.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't see a lot of them as a kid, but that's a very like in my 30s food. I don't know where their popularity came from. They're like the kale of the fruit world a little
bit. I think
bit.
You ignore them as a kid because they look weird.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
They're a little, they look like a bug. A little.
Yeah, they're kind of gross looking. And like they seem like something your, at least my grandma always had dates around. Mm-hmm. So I thought of them as like a older person. Werther is kind of a thing.
Never
nature's Werther's.
Yeah.
Dates.
Yeah.
Dates. Nature's Werther's.
But they're so much better than, they're like really nature's Cuban cigar.
What?
Wow.
Are you smoking dates?
You can.
They probably, you could probably make a little pipe out of
that. Sure, stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
You're just becoming Samantha. I love
really
it.
Punchy.
I was going to stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Are they looking for, shouldn't they like be finding a replacement? Or?
Well, I did say that, and I want to put this out there. If anyone wants to hire me to write the All Samantha Jones movie,
yes.
I would really like to do that. Because that's, give us All Samantha.
Frankly, it's the only one we really want to
see. Yeah. Right? We want the Oops All Samantha.
Yes, Oops, that's the title.
Yeah.
Oops All Samantha.
You can just see her face under that title. Oops. I slipped on his dick. Oops All Samantha.
Just behind her a bowl full of condoms and yeah. Like dental dams.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think about weird food combos I like, but I feel like I'm not unadventurous, but I'm not super adventurous. At this point, I'm like, I got it down.
Maybe this isn't too wild, but do y'all mess with dill pickle chips?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love a weird flavored chip.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really.
Wait, are we
into
talking
those.
About pickle chips that are flavored like pickle or the chip shape of a pickle?
Oh, I was talking about like Lay's
okay.
dill pickle chips, flavors. But also any give me a fucking pickle.
Chip.
Give me
a pickle
any day of the week.
That's how I feel.
I don't fuck with a sweet pickle though.
No.
Those are weird.
No.
What? Sorry.
I just got betrayed. I just watched it go around the table. One by one.
Judas.
No. The sweet spicy? I don't know. It just maybe it's a I just eat so much sugar that when it's on a thing that I'm not used to, I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I like a real salty, real garlicky.
All right, I respect all three of you.
And you know what?
Your pickle decisions.
We respect you, too. That's fine.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
More for you.
You can't choose what kind of pickles you want.
With a veggie dog, I do like sweet relish.
And see, I don't mess with relish.
Oh, you don't do
it? It freaks me out because it's a weird texture. Like, that's a weird kind of like.
You live in Chicago? You don't do a jardinier?
No, well, I'm a vegan, so...
But you could put on, like, a vegan dog or something.
And I tried it, and it got all over the place. I'm a very messy... I have a small mouth. I have a very small mouth. That's something to know about me.
Yeah. What do you have? A tiny mouth.
I have a very tiny mouth. Sincerely,
what kind of
I have...
problems does this create, like, food-wise? It's just, like, a lot of stuff.
Like, a really, like, thick-ass Impossible Burger? Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
It's gotta, like...
That's tough.
Yeah.
The perfect size is like the Whopper Impossible Burger for my little
smushed.
Tiny mouth. And I can't put anything on top of the burger because
so
then it's just too...
You probably can't get in with a real big sub.
Oh, definitely not. No, anything on a baguette?
Yeah. Oh, what a bummer.
Wow. I'm
baguette,
so sorry.
I will say, I love baguette so much. Like,
thank you.
But they hurt so bad. Like, they taste so good, but it hurts so bad.
It is. They are... That's like the Captain Crunch of bread. Like, you're just like, it's... painful, but I'm enjoying it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so much work.
And we're all just thinking about
This is our new segment, just thinking about bread.
Welcome back to just thinking about bread. bagel.
It's rising. Okay. What? Whitney, what's your cure for hiccups?
My cure for hiccups is usually to like do something, like do an activity. And then every time I hiccup go, and then like eventually I'll be, like doing an activity and I'll get more. Yeah. And like once the hiccups get the vibe that I'm fucking over it, guys, they see themselves out.
Passive aggressive them out of the way.
I
respect it.
Yeah. I'm from the middle of Illinois. Are you kidding me? That's how I do everything.
My friend did one of those like hot challenges recently, you know, hot sauce challenges, and it gave one of the people hiccups. Like, I think it can just fuck you up.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, hot foods do that to me for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot food?
Yeah, maybe it's a small...
Booze will do it to me. I'll get the booze hiccups.
I love that. It's sort of like a cartoon.
It is, because you're watching home and you're like, ah!
With that grin, too. Just grin, like, so happy.
Man, the other day, this might be very stupid. I thought that like heartburn meant that like your heart burned, but I found out that like if you like have like so gross if you like weird like like after you eat something that's like kind of gross, like if you have like weird like mucus, you have to clear your throat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is having heartburn because it's your throat coating itself from the stomach acid from heartburn.
I didn't know that.
Hurting you.
I thought it was like here, like in your kind of in your throat.
It's acid reflux, right?
It's not even acid reflux. It's like your if you eat something that's like really greasy or bad for you or something, it'll like cause like your stomach acid just like I guess it is like acid reflux.
Yeah, I think it's kind of in the same world.
Anyway, did not know. Apparently, I've had heartburn before. I just been sitting here just like, I'm healthy. I've never had that shit. And then I was like, oh, you clear your throat
never
after
burnt.
Like every meal. That's fine. Just kidding.
On the subject of tummy stuff, we were talking about the little bubbles, the little bubble drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Before we started, I can't drink carbonation because I can't burp. Physically burped a handful of times in my life. It's like
really
impossible for me. And I thought that it was just like a very like, you know, weird thing about myself and no one else had it. Come to find out recently, thanks to a separate podcast. I'm not going to plug other podcasts on this podcast. But
we're
it's
not
this little,
it's fine.
It's a startup. It's called Reply All. And, it's like new. I don't know if, they were like talking about the TikTok algorithm and someone discovered that there's a whole community of people, and it's called the No Burp community, and a bunch of people suffer from this, and it was just diagnosed in 2019.
Wow, and congrats.
Thank you. I feel very validated. I have been hospitalized a couple times because I filled up with gas too much.
Really? You can get hospitalized from it?
Yeah, for sure. And the first time it happens, it won't go anywhere. And the first time it happened, the doctors were like, oh, fucking no, just her intestines shut down. We don't know. And I was in there for like a week.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
But the way to fix it is this doctor at UChicago who figured out that to fix it, what you do is that you get like a bunch of Botox injections.
Yes, into always say Botox this, like, fixes everything. Go on.
Like this, some esophageal thing.
Wait, does it like relieve the pressure?
No, so like apparently it's this whole thing where like your body has forgotten how to burp. Like your body freaks out like when it's going to burp. But if I go get these Botox injections,
then you'll be able to belch.
Yeah, and I might just be like fucking, you know, there's a couple of spots if you slip and like hit my forehead a little bit. Totally fine with that.
This is wild. Okay, so I've been making fun of Sean recently because he has a bunion. It's just a funny word.
Yeah. It's so, like onion, but a bunion.
And so he was complaining about his bunion. And I was like, seriously? Because I get Botox, like, not for cosmetic, even just in my jaw, because I grind my jaw really bad.
Mm.
And it relieves, like, it just numbs that muscle and makes it so I can't use it. So it totally relieves the pain there. And I was like, you need to deal with this bunion. I'm like, just get Botox in your bunion. Like, it will fix it. And I'm like, I swear Botox fixes everything. And then he Googled it, and it is a fucking treatment for bunions.
Wow.
And now we're hearing about your burping issue.
Listen, Botox is a lot more of a miracle cure than
so
we all thought.
So have you gotten it yet, or you're going to?
No, I haven't. It is bananas expensive. Yeah. Like,
and it's not permanent
expensive
either then, too. You would have to, like,
No, so you, like, you're when they do that, then your
everybody
mind
learns.
Gets
your
retrained how to do it.
To
yeah.
Wow. That is so cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder what happened that every...
Small
like,
mouth, no burp.
Like, I wonder if that's something that happened like when you were younger or some collective kind of thing where people's body like stopped.
The theory is it has to do with, I don't know the name of it, but it has to do with like a phobia of vomiting that your like body figured... And I don't really remember ever being like fucking stoked about vomiting.
Well,
but,
yeah.
Like,
yeah
I don't remember being super traumatized by it, but...
Do you, the times that you have burped, how have you felt like after?
I felt like,
It
just kind of, you know?
Got it.
And it is never, I'm never like, okay, time to burp. And then
like
do
a
it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm imagining like a video. You're going to have to get a video of you like when they turn on babies' hearing aids for the first time. It's like you burp and everyone starts crying. Wow. Well, I'm glad you found out that it's like a thing.
Yeah, it's life changing. It next time I see y'all, I'll just be burping.
Please
up a storm.
Update us. Oh my god,
I'm
gonna
so
call
excited.
You with a burp.
Yes,
please. I would love that. I would love that as someone that loves to burp.
Yeah, you have to leave a voicemail.
They're really fun. I mean, I don't know. I really enjoy them.
They are, but I don't like them. I can't watch Rick and Morty because of many reasons, but that's
well. I mean, it's a little. It's gratuitous, especially the pilot is like gratuitous.
I couldn't.
With it.
I was like,
it's
nope, not, never happening.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, now that you know, it's also just like, you know, rubbing it in the face of people that can't burp. It's even
I know.
Worse.
It's so problematic. Truly, I have protested Rick and Morty.
Wow. Well, I'm just so proud of Botox.
You've come a long way, baby.
Okay, next question. Okay. What's the funniest actual name you've heard of someone having?
I got one.
Oh, I also have one that I...
You would need to bleep it?
I can't say.
Okay, it has to be one you can say.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me, though, and I'll tell you what it is. Great. Will you go first? And
yes,
and
I remember my, this one always sticks out to me. My brother knew this girl in high school named Cinnamon Levi.
Cinnamon Levi.
Yes,
that's
that one
bonkers.
Always sticks out.
Oh
to
my
me.
Gosh, that sounds like a branded Candyland character.
Yeah.
Like some sort of like crossover for like probably Levi's Pride.
They're
probably like.
It also, I could see it being like a Yankee Candle that you find at Marshall's.
Oh, that's Cinnamon Levi.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I thought of one. It actually came to me because it relates back to your musical theater person, Brandy, being creepy as hell.
Yeah.
In my high school, the band director was creepy as hell and for sure got fired the year after I got there. And his name was Dr. Truelove.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Doctor... His last name was Truelove?
His last name was Truelove.
Truelove.
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's some cartoon material right there.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
A little too on the nose, Doctor.
Yeah. Come on.
Mine is a famous person, but I just love it every time I hear it. Dick Butkus.
Oh, solid.
It's great.
Solid. No, really?
Oh my God, Tess.
Amazing.
The guy was a fucking football player.
Tess is crying. Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus.
How could you name your kid that?
Awful.
Oh my God, she's...
She's crying. And like that kid had to be into football, had to get into football, had to. Like, you gotta be.
He changed his name. His last name was Butkus.
Could have gone by Richard. Rich Butkus is not
that's
great,
still
but
just
yeah.
To opt into Dick when your last name is Butkus.
Oh my God, my cheeks hurt from how hard you're laughing.
Oh man.
Oh, that's so much joy.
Oh my God.
So much joy.
Perfect. Beautiful. Oh my God. I love it.
Just saw Tess transform into the Memoji, the crying laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her face turned sideways. Perfect 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
Man, I can't think of any. I don't know why. These kind of questions, I have such a hard time like
these are really
running,
hard.
Running
like
a Rolodex in my brain.
Yeah.
Of just like yeah. I mean,
we got it enough.
Yeah. We got it.
That's
fine. Mean.
No one's going to write in and be like, excuse me.
You can just use Dick Butkus too if you want, Brandy.
I can't top Dick Butkus. You know when that.
Exactly.
That's because...
No one can top.
It's like showing up to a show and the headliner's already on and being like, I'd like to go up. And it's like, no, just let the show end.
Oh my God. Can I say, I did a show last night, dear Lord. I did a show last night that was one of those things. I will say I'm proud of myself because he messaged me and he was like, do you want to do the show? It's 45 minutes out of LA. Mm-hmm. I'll give you $20 and you can bring someone. And I said, cool. How about you give me more time and you give me $40 and I don't bring anybody?
Yeah.
And he was like, nice. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. And he said, you get free pizza, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
that's huge.
I was like, all right.
Okay, I'm eating.
So you showed up hungry.
Showed up hungry. Didn't really eat a lunch.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I show up. And I'm like, you know, of course I show up like a little bit after the time. Hasn't started yet.
Of course
And
not.
I'm like, okay, there's no one in this place. And I'm like, wait 15 minutes. And I'm like, so where's the pizza? Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, yeah, you got to ask that guy. Some random dude who's on a laptop in the pizza restaurant looking at spreadsheets. Doesn't work there. I don't know what he does.
Right.
But they were like, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll get it when the show starts. And it's like, why are you wait? You've told people they're getting fed at the show. get why this are you pizza waiting? Going? So I'm like, okay. I sit around another 20 minutes and I'm like, hey, is this pizza fucking coming or what?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. They're going to start it. And I watch the guys. Another half hour goes by.
Oh, man.
I'm watching the guys back there. Mm-mm. And then I get a call up on stage and I just scream. I was like, where's my pizza? I literally just like, yeah. I just was like, I'm so hungry. You can't promise people pizza.
No.
And then not. And I was like, it's a point of principle at this point. I'm not buying my own.
No.
I'm waiting
absolutely not.
For you to give me the pizza.
What also, kind of sick joke was this?
I don't horrible. Know. But then they delivered it to me while I was on stage.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Good.
And then hell I felt yeah. bad because I had to walk it over to the comic says I was like, I'm not going to, you guys want this.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, I was going crazy because I was just like,
yeah.
watching them. Like, I could see them standing behind the counter making pizzas and I kept being like, surely this must be our pizza.
And then just to taunt you like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and then some people come in and get theirs and leave yeah. and I was just going, ooh.
That's the when you get laughed
no. yes.
in like a food
fuck
situation,
no.
it's infuriating.
Especially yeah. when the hanger is upon you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just, I kept like, I was just yeah. watching, like looking at them.
And as someone that ran a show at a pizza place that always had pizza,
pre-show,
four comics
to.
Ready to go.
I don't
go.
Understand why you're, are you thinking I'm going to leave before I get it or yeah. before the show?
No,
I don't
no.
know what the thought process
no,
was.
No, I would like to eat before my sex. Yes. I'm not hanging around after this bullshit.
No. Yeah, but I had a good, I mean, it was like a, you know. It was not a
one of those shows. Yeah.
But it was a...
Were you behind a drum set at one point?
I was. Yeah, okay. There was a drum set on stage and I just got up and I did my own rim shots.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was a good time. But that's I mean, fun. It was...
Yeah. How was the pizza?
It was good.
Good.
It was, I mean, not worth the wait, but it was worth...
It was good though.
Not eating a, you know, whatever thing yeah. in my car. Okay, let's go. Let's take a break. Sorry yeah. for that exciting end of the... End of the segment.
BRB.
BRB. All right, everybody, we're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Whitney.
Hello.
And we're going to do lady problems. If you want to send them to us, you can write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. You can also give us a ring at 323-6-BUT-30.
Lady, lady problems. Lady, lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call us and leave. If you guys have heard the end of the show, we leave, you know, your thoughts. If you have any thoughts about stuff we've talked about, any comments, you can also leave those.
If you are a thought, tell us about
it. If you are a thought, if you want to leave your man cackle, all of those are options.
We're open.
Yeah, we love hearing from you guys. It's fucking great. Okay, here we go. Hi, ladies. I am a 22-year-old college student, and I live in the southwest part of Wisconsin. I will be 23 this January, and I've been experiencing some medical issues since I've been 20. It started a few months before I turned 21, and I was out drinking with friends, and I woke up the next day and was super sick. Then the next day, I was sick again, and the next day. I got sick and was nauseated for almost 4 weeks straight. I had to go to my college campus doctor since I am not from here, and they did not know what I had. Then I drank again like 2 months later after recovering, had the same experience afterwards. I was sick on my 21st birthday, which really sucked because I loved partying and always imagined my 21st being a banger. I stopped drinking and a few months later had experienced the same symptoms I had before, like I was drinking again. I obviously have been to my primary doctor and have seen a specialist a few times, and they still have no idea what's happening with me. This spring, I had to get an endoscopy, and that was also inconclusive. I have not had a drink since February of 2021 and have had more appointments scheduled to see a specialist to figure out what is wrong with me. Part of my lady problem is that I lost quite a bit of weight while being sick, and I really never really had any weight to lose as I was always a tall, athletic build. I could see my ribs very clearly and could start to see my other bones as well. I've since gained back most of the weight as I have been feeling good lately, but still feel really insecure about the way I look. I've always been a bit insecure, but this accelerated it. Do you have any tips for feeling more secure about the way you look, or ways that I can spin my negative thoughts about myself into something positive? Another part of my lady problem is that most of my friends are in their early to mid-20s, and they love to drink. When I go out with my friends or go over to their house, most of the time there is drinking involved. most of the Wisconsin culture in general consists of having a beer in your hand and a mixie in the other. When I go to these outings, I always enjoy hanging out with my friends, but I always feel like such a freak or weirdo just kind of sitting there. It's tiring to have people always asking me why I'm not drinking like I'm some sort of alien. I always kind of pictured myself, me and my friends going out to bars every weekend and getting drunk and having those really crazy, funny, and awesome party stories that most people have. I'm really disappointed that I won't have those experiences. At the moment, there is no hope in sight that I'll ever be able to drink again. It just makes me really sad that I won't be able to have drinks at a friend's bachelorette party or go wine tasting with my mom like I was envisioning my whole life. How do I figure out how to move past that? I just get so jealous seeing people that are my age getting hammered because I really want to do that and I can't. I'm very 420 friendly, so when I'm at a friend's homes, I can always do that, but it's not the same as drinking. Plus, that is illegal here and people are so uptight they actually still care if people smoke. I also don't have that many friends to start with, as I've always been kind of a semi-extroverted introvert. I have social anxiety, don't really like to start or maintain conversations with strangers. I know I should probably branch out and try to make friends with new people, but I find it really hard to do. I also do not really have friends from college, as we've been online for the last three semesters. It's been hard to form those connections. I have a boyfriend and a dog, and those are my two rocks. I don't know what I would do without them. I would like to make friends with new people, but I just don't know how. I don't really have too many hobbies and trying to find people to bond with, but I do like crafts, hiking, watching TV, baking, and cooking. I'm also afraid that my area isn't populated enough to have enough people to have groups or classes or anything. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks. Love you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know that sucks.
That's really hard.
Damn. It's really, really hard.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I mean, that's...
Yeah, your health is the most important part.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, at least, yeah. I mean, you know, it's tough when you're, like, I think if you want to meet, you know, some new friend groups and people who are, like, mm-hmm. not just partying all the time, you are going to have to go a little bit out of your comfort zone, which is tough, but mm-hmm. you kind of just have to force yourself, you know?
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I think that's one thing. Like, I think that, like, yeah, I'm trying to, like, this is a different form of not drinking, but I'm, like, been thinking about my relationship with alcohol a lot and trying to, like, figure out what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And to me, I feel like I just like, yeah, that bonding experience, you know, that is, like, what I enjoy about it. But I would like to experience that in different ways. So I do think if you can do more outdoor stuff, like hiking, camping trips mm-hmm. with people, stuff like that, where it's, like, more about the, you know, where you guys go and being around the outside instead of, like, oh, we're just at a bar. Because obviously you go to a bar, there's one thing to do.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I think mm-hmm. it's about going to places where there's more stuff to do than there's than drinking.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't drink, so it's never something that I missed, so it's a different experience too. But it is, like, I mean, I hung out with a lot of people drunk, and it's when you're younger, it's more difficult because people are, they do think, like, why aren't you doing it too? But I've always been a fan of just having a soda water or something in my hand. Most people don't notice it. You can just say you're a DD for somebody for the most part. And, like, at a certain point, people just don't see it, or your friends that do know, like, they know, and then they don't care anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, I generally don't tell people I don't drink, usually, unless it becomes a thing, you know, especially at this point.
And especially, yeah, I know she's at an age where maybe
she's
people
so
are going to be
so young, yeah.
doing mm-hmm. it, but people will stop at,
totally.
You know,
yeah.
Stop
yeah, I
you.
Think, I yes, I like times when I am, like, designated driver or something like that, I really like, actually, they've come out with pretty good non-alcoholic beers, mm-hmm. and, like, I think that might be something to look into. I think Heineken has a pretty good one,
yeah.
and that might just help you feel like you have something in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
to, like, hang out with, you
yeah.
know? And they also, yeah, soda water is great. Or, like, I like a soda water and cranberry, mm-hmm. something like that. If you're at a bar,
yeah.
it kind of feels like a cocktail.
I like a soda and bitters a lot.
Yeah.
Is a go-to for me.
Yeah.
yeah.
And this is kind of cool. I probably won't be in Wisconsin for a while, but if you can figure out a way to get it, there are starting to be weed drinks. Like, they have weed wine that is titrated to where, like, one glass of that will get you about as fucked up as one glass of alcohol
yeah.
wine.
No, oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that if you're really into weed. And also, I feel like as far as the weed stuff, like, fuck everyone. Like,
yeah.
you want to smoke weed. Like, who gives a shit what everyone thinks or what? Like, fuck. You, like, are going through health issues and you want to smoke weed. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Is that what she was saying? That people are being...
People are being, like, real
culture.
Uptight.
People are uptight about it. And
yeah.
it's like...
Right. Wisconsin.
You know,
Wisconsin.
You have a health reason why you're choosing to use cannabis instead of alcohol. So...
Mm-hmm. I think on a different section of the correspondence... Mm-hmm. Use your dog too. You love that dog mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. take that dog and then your boo also mm-hmm. as a means, like, to meet people. If you both go, like, to a dog place And then your boo is there and can be some sort of like a buffer in terms of making new friends and then creating connections that way. Because then it also gets you outside potentially and gets you like doing something. And if it, you know, meeting new folks is always fucking weird. And you can just talk about your dogs.
It's perfect. The dog park is the perfect like icebreaker scenario because you always have the dogs.
That's good.
And everybody, hopefully, always is obsessed with their dogs.
So, like, the most part, you're constantly meeting other people who are obsessed with their dogs, which is great.
Yeah. And you're just like talking about the dogs. You barely get the name of the person unless you see them multiple times. I feel like
you know the name of the dog.
And I love when other people know my dog's name.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than celebrity.
Oh, Buddy and Garth are here with that blonde lady.
I mean, like, so, you know, one of my BFFs, Jaylene, she's never drank and she loves to hang out with everybody while everyone's drinking. You know, she enjoys it. I mean, she's in a bit of a different situation because it's like her choice. It's not a physical thing. But I think like, people have just, you know, at some point it's like your good friends. They don't care. Like no one cares. You know, they just want to hang out with you.
Anyone that is constantly questioning it has a problem. Kind of how I feel. And they are looking at you and you make them feel guilty. And that's something that they need to interrogate in themselves.
100%.
And that's just like that's just it. Most people don't give a fuck what you're doing. You know what I mean? And And like, I mean, I've been the last person at parties multiple times. And guess what? I have a nice day the next day, too.
Exactly. And I think for the confidence stuff, like, you know, it's so hard, like feeling confident in your own skin, especially in your 20s when you're just kind of figuring out your shit. I mean, to me, confidence always goes with like feeling good in what I'm wearing. And when your body changes a lot, it's so hard because you're like, great, nothing fucking fits. It's the worst. And I just gained, you know, a decent amount of weight over quarantine, had to like re-buy stuff. So I just bought, you know, stuff online and then I return it. It's like, I know that's a simple thing, but there are a lot of websites where you can get like reasonably priced clothes, send it back for free. Then you don't have to deal with being in the fucking dressing room. So just go on there and buy some stuff that you think is cute. And you end up not spending too much because you return, you know, you only wear what you actually feel good in. So I would just do that. Like if you have a little money to like spend, maybe like save a little bit to just give yourself a treat as far as like, I want to feel good in what I'm wearing and going out in.
That or like, I always feel really confident after I get my hair done. Like maybe that's something you can always do. That's just like a nice like pick you up.
Like what are the things that you're like proud of and, you know, can be focused on more? And I think we've mentioned this before in the past too, but like make sure that like the social media you're following is full of like real people and people that also just like you're like, that person looks great, they look like me, like this is like a you know, okay, cool, they dress like this, I like this. It's like, you know, just seek out different stuff other than the shit on your explore page that is there to make you feel crazy.
That's all bullshit. Things that are easy to find are all bullshit.
If it has that weird hello TikTok voice on it, guess what, that person is paid professionally to look like that.
I've also been a big fan of like, and I'm not sure what the writer in person's style is, but I'm a big fan of like really stocking up on outfits or clothes that I dig, like a bunch of copies of the same, like long black t-shirt in my case usually, and like having four or five of those so it can be like, you know, don't have to think about it, I know that I look this very dope and very tight in this. Toss it on and then you can like free up your mind a little bit from and all the negative
self-talk. And don't feel bad about like wearing, I mean, when I was just doing shows, like I said, I've grown out of a bunch of my clothes. They just don't, and when you're on stage especially, you like want to feel comfortable. I wore the same fucking thing on for every show because I was like, I don't give a shit. If you feel comfortable in something, just wear it over again. It does not matter.
And I'm also like, as I've gotten older, have learned to like, rather than buy a bunch of cheap shit, I would rather just invest in a nice thing that I'm going to wear a lot.
1,000%
Because I used to think I was like saving money because I was buying these like $15 shirts, but it's like, something always is weird about it.
You just end up with so much shit you don't wear. It's like if you really think about it, you probably just wear the same 10 things over and over again.
And I think you like fit is so important too.
There's a wasp in here, you guys. Everyone, stay calm.
I've been looking at it. I don't like it. Also, where did it come from?
I don't know.
He's such a motherfucker.
Get out.
There's a wasp.
Get
it's okay.
out. Who are you?
Oh, he's going to the light. He's going to the light. Okay.
Woo. Yay. Woo.
I saw that and I was like,
You're a hero.
Man. Wow. First time podcasting.
We're safe.
First time podcasting in live. Woo. I forgot how scary it can be to podcast in person.
It can get real dangerous.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
The perils of going outside of your home.
But fit is so important, I think. Mm-hmm. And if like there's stuff that you like and you have a little extra money, get it tailored a little bit. Like things that like really fit your body look fucking
that
great.
Makes 100%
it's huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
Going on, I mean, this is kind of maybe a comedy specific thing, but like I always found going to a different city and then fucking not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
And then just kind of walking around was like, oh, was a good way to like reintroduce myself to myself and get out of all of the.
Yeah.
All of the tape that plays in your head or
that
whatever.
That is such great advice. Yeah, you could just take, I think it's so fun to take a trip by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just be anonymous is really nice.
Because we're so obsessed with like what other people think of us that I think putting yourself out of that, like I'm not going to know anyone around here. That feels good, you know, because really there's no pre-expectations anyone has of you.
Yeah, and I only went to Collage for a year, so I don't know shit about fuck. But especially I feel like coming out of college, just having this like constant focus, and then you had to go to like Zoom classes, and it's your damn face that is just on
yourself.
Right, totally.
Yeah,
we've really lived in this under this like microscope for the past.
Yeah, that is weird. I didn't think about going to college and like having to look at your own face all day.
All of us, it's been damaging for all of us. I mean, like, I don't look at my fucking face this much.
No, we're not supposed to see ourselves as much.
No, we're
more
not.
Than
no.
just we're more than just that, and that's just the thing.
Yeah,
that's
like,
why there's not water everywhere. Because
exactly.
if we were supposed to always see ourselves,
that's
there would
why
be
the
water
drought's happening.
Yeah, the
like,
drought is helping our narcissism.
People had to wait like a week to see if they looked hot.
Yeah. I was just thinking that, like, what would have been so weird the first time you saw your reflection?
Like, oh,
yeah,
what's that?
I need to get my brows plucked. That was the first thing. But yeah, I'm sorry. You've got this. It sounds like you're. I would. Recommend therapy for everyone in the world.
Yes.
But,
always
know,
therapy.
Definitely. Hopefully you have someone you can be talking to about this stuff because you're going through a lot and I know it's at a very crucial time, you know, your age. Oh, there's another one. Oh, I'm not happy.
No, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, it's on the door.
Okay, this isn't good.
There's another door. Another door.
Are they like in here?
I don't
know. Okay. We're going to wrap up the episode, I think. good luck. Let us know how it goes. We support you.
Yeah, you're a badass for going through all of this. And
for real.
I also, real quick, I bet you there's some sort of like group of people that like is going through this online and finding people that are also going through this.
Yes.
Look online for some
sort
of group.
Yeah, find your community.
Just to have somebody else to be like, fucking sucks. I can't be drinking.
No burping thing. I think it's really important to find people.
There,
that are going through what you are.
Yeah, it's not just you. It's not just you.
And
you know what? Burp. Because you can.
Some people can't.
Whitney only
says he's going to be burping
soon.
Burp
for those of us who can't.
That's our show. Whitney, tell everybody where they can find you online and all that fun stuff.
Actually, I'm kind of off of everything.
Oh, good for you.
So, congratulations.
Donate to Black Lives Matter Chicago. And that, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. It's been so much fun.
Yes.
And, we don't know what's going on with this wasp shit, but
just send us your thoughts and prayers, I guess.
Yeah, we would love to hear how you guys take care of wasps. Leave a call.
I'm
going to
call my husband. This is how I'm going to take care of it.
Okay, 323-6-BUT-30. Tell us your story about bees. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
323-6-BUT-30.
It's 6-BUT-30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. Big fan. Just wanted to say, as a former mechanic, as far as truck nuts go, usually when you see a truck with truck nuts, that means that the truck itself has spent more time broken than it has running. So, you know, it's sort of a universal karmic justice. Have a great day.
Hey, ladies. I was listening to a recent episode where once again a 12-foot skeleton was mentioned, and I had this memory that I remember seeing a giant skeleton in my sister's neighbor's backyard, but I thought I maybe made that memory up. So I asked my sister if in fact her neighbors have a giant skeleton in their yard, and she said, yes, they also have a pirate ship and a gargoyle. So I just thought it was really funny that apparently people are obsessed with giant skeletons, including Brandy. Love the podcast. Thanks.